Hello, everybody! Radio G International here. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Yeah. This time on Tuesday. It is July 17th. Podcast number 8. I'm glad to have you here again. Today I'm talking with Renee. Renee is in Boston, Massachusetts. And we talked a couple of days ago about everything. Before we begin, thank you for all the listeners around the world for tuning in to Radio G International. The download numbers have gone up. Enjoy the show. Have a good one. My introduction usually sucks, so I'm just going to keep it short. This is Renee with us from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm in Germany. Every now and then I talk to Renee because he goes to America. I used to live there, and I have an English language podcast. And he speaks English very well, so it's a perfect match, I think. And we talk about all kinds of things pertaining to Germany, pertaining to America, pertaining to things that have nothing to do with Germany or in America. Everything, really. First topic, about this book that I recommended to you.
Mm-hmm.
The English-speaking, English-language listeners won't know what it is. It's called A Billion Dollars by a German.
You might have to translate the billion into the American.
A zillion. Would be a zillion. A zillion dollars. It's by a German author. I just wanted to make a statement about that. I didn't read it.
Huh? You kidding me?
No, I'm not. I just heard that it's good, so I recommended it to you, but I never read it.
Hey, dude, you are lying.
No.
That you know that it's good.
Yeah, okay, but I didn't lie.
Okay. but actually, it's good. It's good. So I would now recommend it to you and...
It's a little bit too big for me. I don't like those huge books. I like smaller books. When I can see the end or the light at the end of the tunnel, if I start one of those, what is it? How many pages is it? 1,000 pages?
887
pages. Wow. I would be afraid with a book like that that I will not be able to finish it fast enough. I can't wait to get to the end, really. I get immersed in it like... You get immersed in a movie or something like that, but it takes too long. I'm impatient when it comes to reading, so I usually read shorter books, short stories, something like that, or magazines. I have this wonderful magazine here. It's called Galore. Do you know it? It's German.
No, I don't know it.
It's an interview magazine. It's only interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be an American equivalent to it because some of the interviews stem from America. One, for instance, here in this new edition that I just bought, is with Jodie Foster. And the interview took place in California, in Los Angeles. So I imagine that there has to be an equivalent in America. And they just swap stories or adopt stories from America to Germany.
Maybe it's just from the Time magazine or something else.
Could be something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's really nice. That's the kind of thing I like. I pick something that interests me and then I read it. But I have a hard time with novels.
Mm. So you will never get a book from me, promised. At least not a big one.
It's just hard for me to find something that I like. I have... When you go to a bookstore, you probably have an idea about what kind of book you like, and you go to a certain section of the bookstore and then you pick one from there. I'm totally lost when it comes to novels. Usually I hang out in the history section or the biography section because I like to read about famous people and what their life is like or was like. That's the kind of stuff that interests me, but it's very hard for me to find a novel that really interests me.
But usually these biographies are also big Bibles, right?
They can be. They can be. I like the ones that have text and pictures. You know, for instance, there's this one book about one of the ex-chancellors in Germany, Helmut Schmidt. He was chancellor in the, oh God, was it 50s, 60s, whatever?
70s,
yeah. And he's really good. I thought, and he still is alive, by the way. He's a very luminous person, and he projects a lot of things that I like. Not all of them, but some of them. And I like to hear him talk, and I like reading about him. And there's one book about him, his life or his presidency, and it's really interesting. That sort of stuff. But I also would like to read a good novel. I just don't know how to pick a good novel.
So I might be able to recommend you a good novel.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then let's talk about these things the next time.
Okay, books next time.
We can talk about a couple of big books.
Now this World Championship, the soccer championship is over. Is there anything left in America? Does anybody still talk about it?
Yeah, I get a lot of questions about the... As soon as someone discovers that I'm from Germany, I usually get a question, hey, how was the World Cup? And, oh, you were there, or just explain to me how was the mood and all this stuff. So, and then I start to explain how great it was and that we sat in the cafes and the restaurants and watched it, and it was a big, big, big show, and it was really a fair, most of the time, a fair game, and it was really... Also, Germany was open-minded, which is...
I hope this continues.
The case. I hope it continues, but I don't know how it's right now, if we still see a lot of German flags.
As a matter of fact, I'm paying attention to this, and I'm out in the streets every day somewhere in town. And yes, there are still cars around with German flags on it, on them, and not as many as before, obviously. But I also saw... quite a few soccer games going on in the neighborhoods here. It seems that soccer as a sport has picked up popularity in general, and I like it. I'm not really an enthusiastic soccer fan. When a good game comes up, I watch it, but I'm not really into it, and I wouldn't buy a TV to watch sports or to watch soccer. This past weekend, I went into the mountains. I'm not sure if I told you about this. And I stayed at a hotel, and I asked for the room rates, and they said, well, it's this much without a TV, and it's this much with a TV in your room.
You mentioned it on your last German show, right?
Yeah. And I said, I don't need the TV. And that was one of the nights when that was the final, I think. Wasn't that last weekend? The final between Italy and France? I think that
was like
last
week.
No,
1.5 weeks ago.
Anyway.
It was the July the 9th, I guess.
Anyway, that was a game going on that night. A pretty important game, and I wouldn't have bought a more expensive room to have a TV, because, first of all, I didn't go up there to watch TV, and secondly, because I'm just not into sports enough to pay money for it. And I didn't buy a flag or anything like that. What I did have, and I still do... is one of those wristbands that says Deutschland, Germany, on it, and it's red, white, and red, yellow, and black. That's what I still have. Actually, my grandmother gave that to me last winter.
A lot of people here are now talking about soccer in general, and especially about Klinsmann as the potential next trainer of the American team, and they hope he will be the next trainer. Because then maybe soccer gets a little bit more attention in the States.
Doesn't he already live in America?
He already lives in California, 2 kilometers away from the American soccer team.
Oh, how coincidental.
So, yeah. And they hope that this will be a nice way to make soccer more popular in the States. but it will still be kind of minority sport because
it'll stand baseball. Back after American football and baseball, obviously.
Yeah, because baseball, you can watch baseball 180 nights a year, or 160 nights a year, and football maybe 52 days only, maybe less. So it's not really a sport for Americans because less shows, less beer, less fun. So it's kind of boring because after 90 minutes there's still no goal and they didn't score it. So they consider it a kind of boring game.
Well, baseball is not really mind-numbing. I mean, it's there's some action going on, but I think baseball is a little bit like soccer.
Yeah,
there's not much action going on, and that's why they need all the cheerleaders and stuff like that to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, cheerleaders are not for baseball. They are American football girls, right?
I'm not sure if it's restricted to that. I'm not sure. Like I said, I'm not a really big sports fan, so I don't really know the distinctions. But there's always something going on to spice up the thing. Like when you go to a basketball game, for example, every time there's a break, there's this music comes on in the in the court, and there are girls jumping onto the field, and they're like cheerleaders pretty much, and they're doing their dance, and something's going on just to keep people involved, you know, to keep them from standing up. And
it's a little bit more like a show, that's true.
So I guess that's similar with baseball, and it would have to be the same way. I bet you if soccer becomes popular in America in any way, or similar to, or gains in popularity similar to what it is here, you will see something like cheerleaders on a soccer field.
Yeah, that might be true. Right. The problem is that the current soccer rules are not compatible to US TV habits, so just having one 15 minutes breaks is not enough for good advertisement on TV. So you need at least two or three breaks more. And maybe just 20 minutes periods, and then it would be a little bit more compatible to the American TV habits.
So you think they're going to change the rules a little bit to accommodate?
In 2002, when the Soccer World Cup was in the States, I think they already discussed this. But then afterwards they decided to keep the rules like they are. And there was already kind of thinking about 30 minutes periods instead of 45 minutes.
Yeah, but to get back to the original question or the start of the topic, I think in Germany as a whole, the championship has brought a really good vibration, a really positive vibration throughout the entire country. And people are happier, they are upbeat, they feel good about their country, which is, I don't know, when was the last time that happened? God. it's been a while, let's just put it that way. And I think it's good that way because this is not something that has to do, the mood that we have now doesn't have to do with an exaggerated form of nationalism. It's just people are happy about themselves. That's all it is. They feel good about themselves. And that has no ramifications in any way. That doesn't make Germany what it was 70 years ago. It's just people are happier because, by definition, the Germans are not really happy people. They're actually quite depressed.
Yeah.
So this is a new quality in our country, and I think this is really, really good. I enjoy it very much.
I agree. We'll see in 2 months when I return to Germany. We'll see how the mood is and how the people feel, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and did you also realize or feel that business-wise, you see some changes here? Because I'm experiencing that. I think business is going better because of all of this. People are loosening up a little bit, and it's more fun to do business now.
Yeah, that's true. Especially end consumer business, like just selling food and running a restaurant, it might be a little bit more easier now. But also in the industrial sector, where I work, the mood is much better, but this might be more a long-term thing and not directly connected to the World Cup.
Let me ask you about this podcast, because I haven't had a chance to. What do you think about it? This one here, the one we're doing.
This one here.
Well, you
I
know,
like your English.
I mean, Radio G International, the whole thing.
I like it. I don't know if you have enough audience for it, so that it really pays off.
As a matter of fact, I don't know what happened, but the download numbers on my German podcast dropped about 50% in the last 2 weeks. This is probably because of the German vacation timing. And the download numbers for this podcast, the English language one, quadrupled.
Congratulations.
I have no idea where this is coming from. I didn't change anything. I didn't advertise the podcast anywhere. I didn't tell anybody about it. It's just, I don't know. I have no idea where this is coming from.
Maybe someone linked you.
Could be. But it goes not just for the last episode, but for all of them.
Hmm. Good. Sounds good. I think it's good to have kind of inside podcast into Germany in English. And well, I like your English very much, and it helps often me to improve my English. So from this point of view, it's very good and just fun.
What would you do to make it better? I'm sure there are things that can be improved, but I'd like to hear about this from people outside of myself, because I have a hard time putting my finger on what could be done better.
Do you remember our discussion months ago when we discussed the potential content of your English podcast? We talked about
vaguely.
We could give some insights of Germany, and still a couple of typical topics we could explain. So what being a German means?
It means being depressed.
Being depressed, or now when no longer depressed. So I think that's quite interesting. Just making a show in English, it doesn't make sense. But you have to make a German show.
True. Yeah,
to make it much more interesting. There are a lot of English shows on the market.
You got to have your you got to have your niche where you fit in and where you will be found by others who have a certain or a particular interest. And I think we can fill this niche. I'm not quite sure how yet. I mean, we've only had 7 podcasts so far. This is this is episode number 8. And actually, as a matter of fact, there is a show I've been wanting to advertise this a little bit more here because I like it. And it's also a recommendation for you because it would certainly help you improve your English, and also it would help you to understand certain qualities about the American people and certainly qualities about women. The show is called Drinks with Larry and Lauren.
I remember.
You remember? Did you ever listen to it?
Yeah.
How did you like it?
Not a full show. It's. I wouldn't say it's boring. It's interesting, but it's.
It's very
too
philosophical
much for me.
Yeah, it's a lot of. It's only talking really, and it's very philosophical. Let me set the stage for our listeners here. Larry and Lauren. Larry is a longtime TV producer from Hollywood, or he's in Hollywood now. He's actually from the East Coast. He has this friend, a female friend / co-worker. I think they used to work with each other, or they still are. I'm not sure what the work relationship is at this point. But they sit together. They go out for drinks once a week, I believe it's Monday night, to a bar in Hollywood. And they record the show there, in the bar. And they talk about all kinds of things pertaining to human relationships, basically. Male-female, male-male, female-female, whatever. Anything and everything having to do with people, really, and relationships. And they're very philosophical. And the good thing about the show is it goes very deep. They don't stay at the surface with what they're discussing. They pick a certain subject. The last show, for example, was about love and what love means and what love, how love could be defined and all that stuff. And they're philosophizing about this for an hour or an hour and a half sometimes. And to some people that can be boring, but I'm one of the people who really like in-depth conversation. And you hardly ever get that, and to be quite frank with you, you hardly ever get that from America. So this is an exception to the rule, and that's why I love it. And if you want to check it out, the website is www.drinkswithlarryandlauren.com, and their popularity is certainly, I'm not sure about skyrocketing, but it's going up. They just recently had a show on Sirius satellite radio, so more people are getting exposed to this show and to that couple. So I think it's really nice.
But I have to have time to listen to such a show.
That's
true. I think it's pretty good if you drive in your car and you can listen to such a show, or you're doing something maybe in your household, cleaning up, you listen to the show. But when I work, I can't listen to a talk show because I can't concentrate on my work anymore.
Yeah, it's not meant to listen to at work. You got to have a... for you, maybe, it would be interesting when you go to have a latte, you know, at Barnes & Noble or somewhere there, or at Applebee's while you eat, something like that. But, right, it's not good for listening to at work, no.
Yeah, usually I read a book when I'm at Barnes & Noble's in my Starbucks, or in my favorite Starbucks, where I'm already greeted by name. And
really?
I always get my name on my cup, and that's great.
What do they say? Hey, Renee? Good morning, Renee?
Yeah, hey, Renee, how are you doing? Usually not what's up, but how are you? And how's your day going? How's your work? And the usual latte for here to go. And it's nice. It's
really, how do they find out your name?
They ask for it.
I thought maybe from the credit card or something like that.
No, I don't pay $3.36 latte with my credit card. I'm too German for this.
Really? I actually do this kind of stuff. Not in Germany, I have to say, but when I am in America or some other country, usually in America, I do pay very small amounts using my credit card. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just prefer it to spending cash. I guess the thing is, I like to have cash in my pocket, okay, as a security blanket, something to get out if I need it. But that's why I feel bad when I spend cash. So instead, I pay by card, and I still have the cash in my pocket when I need it.
Makes sense somehow.
You think? Sometimes I'm not really logical, but that's just the way I feel about cash.
If you have a heavy winter and you have power outages, then you need cash. That's true.
Yeah.
Or if it's really humid and you have power outages here in the States, you need cash because it's more than difficult to get your credit card approved without having power.
There are some shops still
with the Richer Roger?
with that slider thing that just that was used in the 80s when they came out with the credit cards, but very few stores still have that. Some hotels still have it in other countries, but
it's a kind of fallback most of the time, because I think the credit card companies charge much more if you do this Richer-Roger thing.
Richer-Roger.
And I think the fee is higher, so, because the credit card has not been approved to be valid.
Yeah.
Plans for the day, by the way?
today,
for the rest of your day.
No, actually, I've had a pretty full day myself. I spent the morning in downtown, but there was a big thing going on here in downtown. A lot of, you know, like festivities and stuff like that, and it was just too full. So I actually took my bike and I went to a small town about 10 miles outside of the city, and I rode along the river. And there's a monastery in that little town. Next to the monastery is a beautiful, beautiful garden, and with an old house in there. And there's an artist that lives there. He's a sculptor. He lives there with his wife and his dog. And I've always wanted to see that monastery and the area, because, you know, I just got this new camera. And I wanted to try out the camera with some nice, to get some nice pictures with the camera, some nice images. And I know this town that I live in pretty much inside out by now, and it's hard for me to find new and interesting pictures. But there.
So, but I'm now really curious to hear your opinion about the camera, of course.
Well, obviously, it's much better than everything I've ever had. It takes very good pictures. I'm quite happy with it. The only thing I really don't like too much about it is the way it feels when you hold
too
it in
bulky?
Your... Huh?
Too bulky?
No. It's the texture of the surface.
Oh.
It is designed in such a way that it doesn't slip from your hands. So the surface is very... it's not smooth, really. It feels like shark skin. It gives you a certain... It rubs against your skin. It's like sandpaper a little bit, and it's not really comfortable. I'm sure I'll get used to this. I'm sure it'll wear out eventually, and it'll be smooth. But right now, it has this new feel, and it's weird. But that's the only thing I don't like. Everything else is great.
Previous version, the 300D or Rebel XT for the American listeners, had a different kind of chassis or body. It was metal and was kind of really smooth surface. And for the 350 we changed it to an entirely black body, which can be handled a bit more like a professional camera.
Well, to clue in our listeners, we're talking about what's it called in America? Is it Canon?
It's the Canon Rebel XT, and now let me look up what kind of number it has.
It's probably 350D, don't you think?
No, they don't have a number here.
Anyway, it's a digital SLR, digital single lens reflex camera.
Digital Rebel XT. Yeah, that's it. Digital Rebel XT.
Okay. How much is it over there?
How much? Yeah. Order now or check price. It's
order now.
$579.
Oh, that's
the cheapest. Cheapest offer I see here.
Just the body or with the lens?
But without taxes, of course. Digital Rebel XT. By the way, they still have the silver one in the US. It's $699, including. No, they advertised $599, but if you click on the link, you get $699 and, of course, $100 mail-in rebate.
Ah, okay. That mail-in rebate shit, I always hated that.
I never
bought anything on a mail-in rebate.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Actually, no, I did once. I bought a memory bank. I think one like a 512 or a 250 or whatever memory bank for a computer, and I actually went through the whole process of getting my money back, and you know what? I never did. I was supposed to get back $15 or $20 or something like that, and I never got the money.
In Germany, we have now also mail-in rebates.
You're
or special promotions.
Kidding me?
Canon offers this kind
of. Oh my god!
Mail-in rebates. So you get, for instance, for the big 5D, you get €300 back. But I think it's much easier than doing it in US.
The process is easier?
Yeah, you just have to fill out a form you get on the internet, and you have to add this kind of barcode from the package.
Yeah.
Then you just send it in, and after 6 weeks, they just send you a check or directly transfer the money to your account.
I wish they wouldn't do this crap here. I just hate mail-in rebates. It's just, what is this all about? What's the point? What's the point of it? Why do they do that?
To make money, because it looks cheap, but nobody really wants to fill out the form. So at the end, you make just $100 as the company selling the stuff.
Yeah.
Because the vendor gives the rebate, the discount, and not the retailer, it's a kind of different story. There's the same margin for the retailer, but the original vendor has to give the discount, so he loses its margin, his margin.
Yeah.
So it's kind of strange.
Anyway, I will not buy anything anymore that has to do with a mail-in rebate. The reason I bought this Camry now, actually, I was in the store. It's a store here in town. It's called ProMarkt. And I was in there looking around, looking at the camera, looking at some other stuff. And I decided to buy the camera later and went out of the store. And opposite the store, there is an eating area. And I was having whatever, like a soup and some bread or whatever. And I was standing on one of those little tables that you have here to eat your food at, and I was facing the entrance to the electronic the computer store. Mm-hmm. And there was a billboard there, and it said, "Today only 10% on everything."
You couldn't resist.
Well, no, I mean the camera was advertised at $700, you know, so we're talking $70 rebate right away. And so I went in there and I bought the camera, and I also bought a 1 gig drive for it.
But you bought the bundle, right, with the lens?
Yeah, everything is there. So I ended up paying $680 for the camera and the memory chip. So I saved somewhere like $90 euros. I'm sorry. So, but right now I'm actually quite happy with it, and for some reason this is something that has happened throughout my life. When something like that happens, when I do something that was not intended, but I did it because for some reason I felt it's the right time, then it turned out afterwards that actually the timing was perfect for something else, you know, something that I didn't foresee would mm-hmm. happen and did happen afterwards. For example, I bought this a laptop computer 2 weeks ago that I told you about. Same thing. I didn't really think I should buy it now from a logical standpoint, but my feeling told me, do it now, you will need it. And guess what, I need it now. So that was not foreseen, it just happened.
But if you feel good about it,
yeah,
it was worth spending
fine.
The money.
Yeah, wow, money's gone now. Yep.
And now you can take a lot of pictures of moments you never can bring back. And this is more, it's much more worth than any money in the world.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I have two cameras.
There are some
now.
Things money can't buy.
That's true. Yeah. Happiness, for example.
For instance.
I walk around with two cameras now. I have the big one and the small one. Depending on the situation, I pull out the small one or the big one.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, me too.
I just like it that way. It's there are some situations where I just don't feel comfortable pulling out that big ass camera. I just take the small one out, and that's it. And nobody takes offense. For some reason, people are more afraid of your camera when it's bigger. The smaller the camera is, the less afraid people are.
That's true. Yeah. They often don't notice that you have a camera.
With a small
looks
one,
like
yeah.
A phone. Yeah.
Yeah,
with a small one, it's just...
I just don't... Can, yeah, it could be a cell phone, yeah.
You could put it on a table and just press the release button and get a nice picture.
Yeah, but when you drag that, when you pull that big-ass camera out, he must be from the secret police or something.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's still something in Germany that I don't understand. It's for our listeners. Renee and I are from the eastern part of Germany that used to belong to the German Democratic Republic, East Germany, the Soviet or the communist part of Germany until 1989 or 1990 rather. And there used to be a very shall we call them active secret police here?
Yeah.
In this little country, and they were spying on pretty much everybody. And for some reason, this is still in the heads of the people that live in this part of Germany. So whenever you behave like a potential secret service or a secret police person, they become very wary of what you're doing, and they become afraid, basically. The older people, the younger people, they don't care. You know, people my age and younger,
I think it's the same here in the States. If you pull out your big camera, everybody looks kind of, oh, this is a suspicious guy, what are you doing? And so
they're thinking terrorists. It's the same thing. It's the same pattern. It's just a different kind of fear.
Well, I'm calling the FBI. It was the thing I heard the last time. And
but that's interesting
enough. I did my time-lapse movies, and this requires 25 minutes tripod work. So it's just sitting there, and your camera is taking pictures, and all the people are looking at you, and nobody asks what I was doing. They just looked at me and then...
Well, there are two things that they could think in my head, okay? Either they think, well, he's a terrorist, he's checking out that place because he's going to bomb it later. Or they think you are from the FBI and you're checking it out to prevent something, you know. Yeah. They're wrong in either way, but I don't think any or most of the people who see you actually think, oh, well, he's just harmless, nothing wrong with that. It's a free country. Let him do what he wants to do. Most people, I think, in America are now so afraid of terror attacks, which is understandable, but it's also quite paranoid, because how likely is it that that will happen again? I don't think it's very likely at all. I think flying now in America is safer than it ever was before.
Flying, by the way, is... always safer than
you know what I mean. I mean,
even with the risk
apart from the technical differences and the statistical probability of getting into a plane accident, I think it's become safer because of all the security things that happen at the airport, all the security measures. So expecting a terror attack on an airplane nowadays in America, I think, is pretty outlandish.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
It's because usually only the passengers are really checked. It's a kind of feeling you get that it's much safer to travel now, but I think still the cargo is not checked very well. And still all these guys working at the airport are not checked very well. And someone works for 10 years at the airport, and then he decides to switch sides. Who cares? As long as there's no bombing going on, of course, nobody cares. But then suddenly he has access to all areas. Everybody trusts him, so nobody's saying, hey, what's the guy doing here?
Yeah, but how probable is that? How likely is a person that's been working in an airport in America for 30 or 40 years to turn into a terrorist?
Well,
I think that's
money can buy everything. No, that's contradictory to my previous sentence. But money can buy a lot of things.
Well, I just think when people are afraid of whatever, anything, they become paranoid. It's the same thing with what is it called? Child molestation. You know, there was this big thing about child molestation going on like 4, 5, 6 years ago. And now when you walk as a single male, when you walk past a playground, and this is not in America only, this is in Germany too, and in other European countries, and the parents see you walking by, they automatically think, oh, he might be a potential child molester, and you're just walking past there. It's crazy, you know, all these things that are going on in people's minds.
My friends are living here, and the daughter, she's 9, was playing football, or soccer, not football, was playing soccer, and I went to one of these soccer games and took, of course, my big camera with me and started to take photos. I instantaneously got the question, who are you? Who are you belonging to? What the hell are you doing here? So, that's it.
Don't you think that's over the top?
Well, sometimes it might be right, but most of the time it's can't even touch or look at a child.
Yeah.
Without being, even as a, if you would be the father and nobody knows that you are the father, you kind of already kind of, what's the right term for it? Suspicious, yeah.
Suspicious, yeah.
Verurteilt, vorverurteilt.
Prejudged, I guess.
Prejudged, yeah.
I don't know what this is.
That's the way it's life goes.
Yeah, it is right now. Hopefully that will change and it'll become more relaxed again, because it's just crazy. I mean, there's always a possibility something can happen. There's always a possibility for something bad to happen anytime. But should that mean that we shut ourselves off? I mean, that's just ridiculous.
You ruin your life.
Yeah. You can build fences around you all you want, but once you are done with the biggest and the baddest fences, then you are in prison.
That's true.
Oh, God.
So my plans for today are basically just to return to our previous topic. I will probably go to Starbucks for another 30 minutes and continue to read a book. And then later on we have a barbecue. And
who's we?
My German friends here, they have a house and a pool, and they invited me just to kind of celebrate my birthday, which is already 12 days ago.
Yeah.
It was 12 days ago. So, but a kind of small party for me, and so getting steaks and hamburgers and all this stuff.
Oh, you're buying the stuff and bringing it to the house?
No, I just go there, and everything is ready and already prepared for me.
Ah.
It's a kind of full service birthday celebration party.
Cool.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, it's
actually I also gave them some old photo equipment, and they are very happy about it, and so it's a kind of returning the favor.
Ah, that's nice. What did you give them? You bitch, you should have given it to me.
Nah, this is, you can buy really good expensive equipment if you really need. It was a kind of macro, what's the fish eye?
A lens, a macro lens?
Not a really lens, but you can put it on your lens.
A lens extension.
Yeah, and a lens extension, a double lens extension. And so it was, had it at home, didn't use it, bought it in the States 7 years ago, 8 years ago. A Swiss man sold it to me in Chinatown in San Francisco for a ridiculous high price. And so I regret the stuff. Regret to buying the stuff afterwards, because he sold cheap crap to me for a really high price.
Mm.
He was just, he discovered that I'm German, and then he switched to his German as a guy from Switzerland. It's not that difficult.
Mm.
And then he just tried to pamper me. Oh, you're a good photographer and your camera really looks nice.
And you fell for it.
Yeah. But this was a lesson. It's a lesson of life. I will never do it again. And the guys from Switzerland now have a kind of bad image, at least in my eyes, at least when they live in the States. So I'm now preoccupied.
By the way, before we close here, do you have any recommendations as far as movies are concerned?
Movies?
Yeah.
I went to Cars 2 days ago or 3 days ago, which is one of these new animation movies from Pixar,
mm-hmm.
which is quite entertaining. It's not as good as Over the Hedge or what was the previous one, Madagascar.
Mm-hmm. Did you already send out your application for Pixar?
No, not yet.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, maybe.
But then you would have to live in California. Oh, my God.
I think they have a lot of studios worldwide where they produce the stuff. Because you just need a computer and the internet just to do your work. Maybe you can work from home and then just meet maybe once a month in California to discuss certain things. But they also need, besides experienced people in terms of graphics and drawing, they also need quality assurance engineers and programmers just to enhance the software.
Mm.
But I have my business and I'm currently very happy with it, so I will just stick to the business and see what we are going to do in 8 years maybe.
In 8 years?
Yeah, because then I have my business for 10 years, and then it's a good time to think about it.
Ah,
so
you think
for 10 years and sell it and for a good price and then continue with another topic.
How much longer are you going to stay over there now?
I will stay this time till mid of September.
Wow.
With a short break in Finland.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're going to my God, short break. Yeah.
And I will probably have to return for the rest of the year. So I will be here from October to mid of December. And so I can buy all the Christmas presents here. But yeah, it's the way it goes. And it's business, it's good money, and it's fun.
Yeah.
So as long as I can do it, I should do it.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I would have a movie recommendation, but it's an old movie, so... It's an American movie, by the way. It's called Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck. I think I know the movie.
It's a, I haven't seen it yet. John Hughes movie. It's from the late 80s. Was shot in 89. It's with John Candy. And he plays an uncle. He plays Uncle Buck, and he watches for his brother's kids for a few days, and a lot of things go wrong. It's a comedy, really. I like it. It's very endearing. It's very funny, and I'm just a sucker for that kind of movie. Okay, thanks for talking to me, and maybe I should ask the question again. Is there anything that can be done better about this podcast?
Yeah, just ask your audience, your listeners. Maybe they can comment on it.
I hereby ask all the listeners, all those thousands of listeners around the world, a million listeners around the world, what can be done better about this podcast? Drop us a line, put your comment on the in the blog, and let us know.
It would be great.
Yeah, because I'd like to do things better. All right, Renee, thanks for talking. And
you're always welcome.
Yeah. And we will have to talk again. We have to do a German podcast about photography, part two.
Oh, yeah. It's still open.
Probably sometime this week, this coming week. Okay?
Yeah, would be great.
Then you have a nice evening. Enjoy your barbecue dinner, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Enjoy the night. I don't know if it's really hot in Germany right now.
It's okay. It was in the low 80s today, mid 80s, low 80s, and I haven't eaten yet, so it's 10 o'clock here, 10 p.m., so I'm going to have to go out and grab something.
Okay, enjoy dinner.
Yeah.
And have a nice Sunday.
You too. Bye-bye.